You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, you may have seen, if you've been watching EastEnders recently, the family of baby Jimmy speaking to an eye care liaison officer about their child's diagnosis of vision impairment. But what is an eye care liaison officer, otherwise known as an ECLO? Here to tell us more about her work is Talia Treen from RNIB. Talia, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I guess the best place to start really for those that don't know is, what exactly is an eye care liaison officer?
So an eye care liaison officer is non-medical, and we're based within the eye department to support and provide emotional and practical support, as well as providing the information, advice and guidance to not just the patients, but whether it's their families and carers too.
Now, your job is a little different to other ECLOs in a sense that you are a children's eye care liaison officer. Can you talk us through some of the differences that your job has to the other ECLOs?
With all ECLOs, we bridge the gap between obviously the patient and the consultants, just to add to that. And we're obviously a vital role of the eye department. However, with the other ECLOs or eye care liaison officers within hospitals, they could see adults and children, or they may solely just see adults. It all depends on obviously each eye department. With myself, I'm solely paediatric children. So our age range is anything from birth, anything up to 16. Depending on the children's, if they do have any additional complex needs, we may keep them before we transition to adult services, maybe an extra year. So within my role, if I was to see a child maybe 3 years old, you might think, well, you won't be talking to that child. And that's where I speak to obviously the families. I work also alongside either social workers, support workers, for those that are in foster care or child protection. There's also carers and other additional professionals that I may speak to. So it's holding that additional knowledge of the child's condition and branching out further to what support is available depending on their level of vision, and working with additional services. So for example, with children, I would refer to qualified teachers for visual impaired, QTVIs. However, they would then go into the school setting and support with making sure that child keeps its independence and their sight isn't affected through education. So we would hold them discussions, whereas with adults, it would be like rehabilitation officers that would support them, let's say, in the home, getting out and about and navigating. It's slightly different with children because some of the qualified teachers for visually impaired deliver that role. So it's knowing the difference between the services, but having somebody there to also facilitate this, because no consultant's got a lot of time. But whereas an eye care liaison officer, we will give our patients all the time and then, that they need.
What do the parents' emotions tend to be around having a child with vision impairment?
So with the parents, there's a lot of emotions that they can display of being overwhelmed at the time a consultant has told them the information. A lot of thoughts that come back to me when I speak to them is kind of, what next? How can I support my child? I've had obviously parents shut down and reading their body language wasn't the right time to go further into any information. So I was introduced to them and I've just said to them, I understand now isn't the right time, but if you want to reach out to me over the next few days, this is my contact card. You're more than welcome to. If I don't hear from you, and I possibly say about a week's time, because I don't want to rush anything, I will reach out to you just as a courtesy call. Some will reach out to me in that time and others will answer the telephone when I call them back, and then we'll go into what support's available. But every parent is different. Some may have had an idea from, let's say it's a two-week-old baby, they may have had an idea from birth. So I think it's some reassurance for some, but not still what they may want to hear. So every individual is different, but knowing the kind of what next is the reassuring part, when I've had some parents in floods of tears with me, to then leave the room actually more reassured and know that their child can still retain independence and go further. and actually say to me, you just get it, is reassuring enough for me to know they felt better for speaking.
Finally, what would be your advice to anyone going through a similar journey?
I would advise if they're waiting either to be seen, whether it's an eye department, even checking with an optician's, whether it's their GP, call obviously RNIB in the meantime.
You can call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 if you do require any advice or information regarding vision impairment and support. That is very much available. Thank you very much, Talia Treen, Children's Eye Care Liaison Officer from the RNIB, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.